In Northern Ireland, the four-year-old power-sharing government is being suspended indefinitely. Direct rule from London will be restored in Northern Ireland in several hours at midnight local time. A spying scandal prompted the move, which dismantles what had been the centerpiece of the 1998 Good Friday Peace Accord. Marianne Maguire reports from Belfast.
The collapse of the power-sharing government started on Friday when the two most hardline Protestant lawmakers walked out to protest allegations that the Irish Republican Army is involved in espionage activities. Police raids on IRA political activists earlier this month allegedly uncovered stolen British documents. Peter Robinson is one of the two Protestant ministers. He says the 1998 peace accord has to be renegotiated.
The Belfast Agreement is now history. We're talking about a completely new structure, representatives of terror in the government.
But Irish Republicans believe unionists are looking for excuses because they cannot deal with the changes needed to implement the peace accord. Martin McGuinness is Sinn Féin's chief negotiator.
The IRA are being used as an excuse by the political leadership of unionism, who can't face up to the needs of the entire community on issues like human rights and justice.
In the green rolling hills of South Armagh, helicopters continue to fly and British soldiers patrol the streets in a reminder that the conflict is far from over. This crisis has left people here with a sense that Protestant Unionists and Irish Republicans will never be able to work with each other. David White is a young Protestant who lives in the town of Market Hill.
Well, I think the Unionists went a long way to try and accommodate Sinn Féin. And I think they can only take so much. And really, this time Sinn Féin have crossed the line, you know, as far as trust goes. And I don't blame them one bit for not wanting to trust them again.
Many Catholics feel Protestants simply don't want to share power. Gerry Holden, a well-known Belfast sports figure.
If the IRA was to go into Belfast city centre tomorrow, hand over every single piece of explosives, it still would never be enough. Because David Trimble and the Unionists have had it their own way for so long, they don't want to share power with Catholics.
It is the fourth time in 3 years that the local administration has been suspended. On previous occasions, the problem had been linked to a single issue, such as disarmament, which could be quickly resolved. This time, however, the overall trust between all the parties is at an all-time low, and many now fear the 1998 peace accord may not survive. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Maguire in Belfast.